It's time now for the Athlete of the Week program, being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it is my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week from Madison High School, Jillian Kendrick. And Jillian, welcome to the Cave.
Thank you.
Volleyball has been kind of your passion for a while. Tell us how you got started in the sport of volleyball.
Well, I played when I was in like kindergarten, and then I took a break and did gymnastics until about fourth grade. And then my sister was playing volleyball. She's 2 years older than me, so I started playing again when I was in like fifth grade. And then I started playing travel in fifth grade and sixth grade, and then played at Madison in middle school. And then I kind of played a bunch of different positions. So going into high school was kind of scary, and I didn't really know what to expect, but it's been good.
Well, great. Well, you certainly have had a great career. You have earned your 3,000th career assist.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of assists. And, of course, the Trojans this year captured the LCAA championship, and I think you captured the Jamboree, the last one you had. You had 53 assists in that that game. It's not only you, but it's your whole team that's making things happen this year.
Yes.
Tell us about your team.
So we have, well, last year we thought we would have basically the exact same team as this year, and then we had some injuries, and we only had one senior last year, so we have eight seniors this year, so we're very senior heavy, but we also brought up a freshman and a sophomore, and they've been huge in our season this year. They've had a lot of confidence. Like, I know when I was a freshman on varsity, I did not have confidence. I was terrified to play. I was scared to do anything, really. So I think their confidence has really helped us, and being able to play with a lot of the same people that we played with last year has helped our team chemistry, and we've been able to just improve knowing how to play around each other and play with each other.
You guys are undefeated in your conference, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. That's a pretty incredible record, and what is it like to be the champions of the conference?
That was our number one goal coming into the season. That's something that we talked about a ton, like preseason and just in the summer prepping for the season, was we knew that everyone kind of knew we were the new team in the conference, and we were pretty good last year in our conference, and we were excited to meet new teams and be able to play new competition that we'd never really seen before. So that was our number one goal, was just going into every game and trying to be competitive and trying to improve with every game and still be able to play Madison volleyball, even playing different competition that we weren't used to.
Well, of course, to be a successful team, you've got to have some pretty good coaching. Can you talk about your coaches a little bit?
Yes. Yeah, so Coach Lanning was the JV coach my freshman year, and then she became the varsity coach my sophomore year. So this is my third year having her as my coach, and I love her. She's great. She lets us have fun at practice, which I think has what's made volleyball so fun. You know, you practice every day. We're together like 6 days out of the week, and with a lot of people that could get redundant, could get boring, but it's not. Like, we all still have fun. We all still want to be there. We want to keep our season going. We're not ready for it to end. And that has a lot to do with the coaching. I've had coaches before that take the fun out of the sport, and that's a bigger part of it than people realize, is that good coaching is important. And then our assistant coach, well, now it's Coward, but we call her Coach Sitter. She's great too. She played at Siena, so she brings in a lot of knowledge, and she's really fun to have. And yeah, they make a great coaching staff to put together.
Give us a picture of what a typical practice would be for your volleyball team.
So we all kind of sit around a little bit before practice and just have fun. And that's a big part of why our practices are fun, is we're all friends. We all laugh and have fun together. And then we usually do some type of workout for the first 30-ish minutes of practice, 30 to an hour. And then we do our warm-up. We do some type of just warm-up drill that kind of gets everyone warmed up. And then we move into more team stuff. So we do a lot of serve-receive and then serve-receive to attack. And then we usually do some type of defensive drill. And then just kind of end on like serving or more serve-receive.
So you guys, on Tuesday of this week, right, you locked up the conference title in the LCAA at the Jamboree. Mm-hmm. What's next now that you guys have won the title? Playoffs on the horizon, I assume?
Yeah, so our number one goal was to win the conference, and then our number two goal is districts. So we have, like, all my years in high school, we've made it far in districts, and then we just meet the team that is just so good, and it's just so hard to beat them. And this is the team now that we're also in a new district, so it's new competition, but also we have, like, we know it's possible this year, and we know that this is the team that we can achieve it with. And so that's something that having that confidence, I think, will help us. And yeah, we're super excited.
We have to take a break, hear a message from our sponsor, the Lenawee Intermediate School District. But we'll be back with Jillian in just a second. You're inside the cave.
Child Find is the federal requirement to identify, locate, and evaluate all children from birth through age 25 with disabilities or developmental delays who may need early intervention or special education services. If you suspect your child may have a disability affecting their growth, learning, or social skills, please notify your school or daycare or contact LISD Special Education at 263-8931 or visit lisd.us.
Back inside the cave, our Athlete of the Week program here, as we are talking with Jillian Kendrick from Madison High School Volleyball. And we were just talking off air, a nice write-up by the MHSAA. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I talked to Doug Donnelly. He called me and we had a good phone conversation. And he was just talking to me about the season and how the season's gone so far, because it kind of does stand out when you look at last season compared to this season. I mean, we had a good season last year, but there was a lot that changed. We moved to D2, we moved into a new conference, and then we're just having a lot of success, especially with a very senior-heavy team, so it kind of stands out. So it was nice to see that.
Have you noticed a big difference coming from the Tri-County into the LCAA competition-wise?
I mean, a little bit, definitely. It's a little bit better competition, but I also feel like it's bigger schools, so you kind of expect that. But it hasn't really, like, it's changed a little bit with how we prepare for games, but at the same time, we've kept the same mindset of just playing Madison volleyball no matter what, and just kind of adjusting to the teams as we go, because every team is different that you play. There's always something that one team does that you've never really seen before, so you kind of just have to adjust, and you can prepare in practice, but you still have to prepare in games no matter what.
Jillian, one thing I thought was really cool from this article is a lot of times you see from sports teams like doing a bonding experience at the beginning of the season. For the Adrian hockey team that I cover here, they do like Navy SEAL training at the beginning of the season to like come together as a team. You guys did it in a little bit of a different way, a little bit of a more fun route. What was that trip like up to Houghton Lake at the beginning of the year that Doug Donnelly talked about in his article? And what'd you guys do, and how do you feel like it set you up for success going into this season where you've been so dominant?
So we practiced kind of all summer together, but the first game is always kind of a little scary because it's different than practice. So we went up north. It was about 2.5 hours away. We stayed at a house like right on Lake Huron. As a team, we all stayed there, and it was super fun. We went shopping. We just were together for like 4 days straight. It was actually really funny. There was a boat decoration on the wall, and late at night we were going to sleep, and one of my teammates ran into it and broke it, and the coaches were sleeping, so we were scared to tell the coaches, so we were like trying to fix it. It's like 11 at night. We have a tournament the next day, so we tell one of our coaches, but our head coach, we didn't tell her. So the whole day at the tournament, we were saying that we were playing for the boat. So that was kind of a good bonding experience, and it's something that we've like gone back to every day of practice, is that we're playing for the boat. So it's kind of just a funny joke. But yeah, I think that was a big moment that just made us bond, because we were all just, it was funny, and it's just something to look back on.
Well, Jillian, we want to congratulate you on being our Athlete of the Week this week.
Thank you.
And good luck in the district tournaments coming. Do you know who you're going to be up against?
So we play Milan the first round. That'll be a really good game. And then the winner of that plays Onsted. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, good luck to you and the rest of the team. Mm-hmm. We have a certificate for you and a cave sticker. And again, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And been brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.